my Be Vagilant campaign, and I want everyone to grow a pair. Woo! I'm a pussy for peace, not a piece of pussy.
This is what democracy looks like.
The guy sexually assaulted women. He invaded their space, and he bragged about it. And that makes me so angry.
Established over the last 8 years a really positive image of our country in general, and Donald Trump not only has no foreign policy experience, but his diplomacy skills are minimal at best.
Protests are great because they make our voice really loud, but they don't actually necessarily accomplish anything policy-wise. But what it does is it shows me and us and everybody here that tons of people care about the things that we care about, that we're not alone. And I think it does make us feel like a more United States of America.
As a pro-life feminist, pro-life libertarian, they have formally kicked out the New Wave feminists and pro-life feminists out of this organization. But as feminists and libertarians, we do not need permission and we do not need an invitation. If feminists see that there are free market feminists, pro-life feminists, then they'll be willing to engage in a civil conversation with us and even talk about these issues.
I was disturbed with the whole protest that the Women's March was against sex workers and their rights under the law. So it seemed important to me, even though I'm a pastor's wife and I'm not in favor of prostitution, as a libertarian, if that's your choice, I think that all women, and men for that matter, should have equal protection under the law.
Trump really validates and perpetuates Islamophobia, and it's shocking that in this day and age we can vilify people by the beliefs that they hold and the religion that they have and the country that they're from and how their names sound.
It is illegal to braid hair in this country. In America, black hair is under attack. And I was arrested in 97. My livelihood was taken 20 years away from me, and then I just won my case last year.
Are we supposed to go this way?
People create their own occupation, want to go to work for whatever it is that they naturally do. If you have a license that is government regulated, then that stops the livelihood of someone like little bitty me in a disenfranchised community who just wants to uplift my community and feed my own five children. So that's what occupational licensing does.